Morning. One of my favorite Mondays is when I get here and Warren Coates has the coffee all going and the lights are already turned on, the station's on the air, and I just show up and host a show. That's not this Monday because he just got here, but there's going to come a Monday where he's waiting in the studio for me. One of my favorite people in the world. Warren Coates, how are you, sir? How's life?
I'm doing wonderful.
You got your shorts on, you got your t-shirt on, you think it's summer out there.
Yeah. Hey, kind of good to see you. You got to take them roller skates off.
Yeah.
You've had for the last 2 or 3 weeks.
If you needed to see me before that, you have to follow me down the road and wave as you drove by.
Yeah, you're kind of like a cat covering it, I'm sure.
Yeah, on concrete, right?
Yeah. Boy, you guys have been busy.
It's like Swish and I were talking this morning. It's nice to have a break.
Yeah.
We can all just kind of calm down. County fair season is mostly over now. It's a good take a breath.
State fair's coming.
That's coming.
Kind of wind it up. Yep.
Yeah, but yep. You got a big week going on this week. Couple things at the Legion this week.
Yeah, we did the end of the month steak fry.
Mm-hmm.
Be Saturday from 4:30 to 7:30. We're going to have our ribeye steak, baked potatoes, salad bar, rolled dessert. Dine in or carry out.
Mm-hmm.
Last one we did 132, I think it was.
Not bad.
No, that is not bad.
Considering you guys were fighting against, some county fairs and everything that night, too?
Yeah, a little bit of everything, yeah. And just if you want, just give us a call at 927-3271, and we'll have your order ready, or come on in and mm-hmm. enjoy it.
I've had that ribeye. It is a darn good ribeye, too.
Remind everybody about our bar. It's open Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays. We open at 4 and stay open until there ain't nobody there.
sometimes later.
Yeah, sometimes it's like 6:30, and about the time you're ready to close the door, here comes a couple, three people. But we don't mind. That's what we're there for.
We were talking a little earlier off the air. This week, Korean War veterans are going to be remembered. My grandpa Jim fought in the Korean War out of Olwine. And there are a lot of Iowans that did that. You got some numbers put together. We'll talk about that. But talk a little bit about what you guys are doing this week for Korean War Vets.
Okay, this is on Wednesday. This is at our coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having all the guys sitting at a table, and we're bringing in a cake.
Mm-hmm.
And we're inviting all Korean vets and Korean era vets. And everybody knows the difference. A Korean vet is somebody who was boots on the ground
mm-hmm.
during this period. Or a Korean era vet who was in the service but did not serve in Korea.
Okay.
But they're all invited.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, that was the forgotten war.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, it started on the June the 23rd of 1950, ended July the 27th of 1953. There was 36,574 men killed in Korea
mm-hmm.
and about 7,000 MIAs. You compare that to Vietnam, where we had 20 years, and there was 58,220 killed,
mm-hmm.
and right now we're down to 1,600 MIAs. So, from Iowa, I just learned this up at the Moving Wall. Did you get to go up to the Moving Wall?
I've seen it before, but I didn't get to see it when it was here.
Oh, that was
I've
impressive.
Seen it in Jessup before. I've seen it over Waterloo Way before, too.
Sumner did a fantastic job. They had a big parade. I think it lasted like an hour and 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the wall set up, and then they had the lights that cast upon it at night. Oh, my God. Anyway, I did learn there that there was 506 Iowans killed in Korea. And three of them from Delaware County.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, it's when they came back, it's just about like the Vietnam guys, you know.
Kind of jump right back into life.
And, well, you'd gone right out of World War II, right into Korea, and then you jump. And Vietnam started in 1955. People don't realize that.
Mm-hmm. Almost right on top of
and
Korea,
just
almost.
Yeah, right, keep going. So, mm-hmm. anyway, if you want to come down and join us on Wednesday, you're more than welcome to. We'll have cake and coffee and treats and a lot of just wear your knee pants, you know,
mm-hmm.
your boots, galoshes,
waders. Yeah, like they had to in Korea.
It gets deep in
there.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about, before we kind of plug some of the other stuff, Wednesday mornings. You guys, whether it's a remembrance or not, you guys are having court and solving the world's problems every Wednesday morning.
Oh, my God. We've solved so many problems. You can't believe it. And the stories that get going. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you think of this? And, well, I don't like that idea. And, you know, it's pretty friendly. We got 35 to 45 people that come mm-hmm. every Wednesday. we used to open at 7, and so I would come in at 6:30. Now I get there like 20 after 6, and they're already there at 6:30. They're ready to go. And everybody stays till about 8, 8:15. It's just goodwill donation.
Yep. And every Wednesday morning?
Every Wednesday morning, yep. Sunshine, snow, sleet.
Kind of like the post office, rain, sleet, hail, neither rain nor sleet nor hail or wind, you know, something like that.
Well, I don't know if that's our motto. I don't know if it's our motto anymore.
Warren Coates with us from American Legion Post 45 here this morning. So we're talking about Korean War Veteran Remembrance Day coming up this Wednesday morning, and then the big steak fry, too. What else you got for us?
Well, on the Korean, I'm hoping tonight on the news they show it. They kind of redone, for those that have been in Washington, D.C., where the statues are in there. Mm-hmm. 19 statues in there. They replaced all the greenery where it looks like they're walking through rice paddies. Mm-hmm. It's so real. You was there. I mean,
I've seen it, yeah.
It's like they're looking at you.
Yeah, like no matter where you walk around that complex, they're all staring at you.
And now, like the Vietnam Memorial, they got a remembrance wall.
Mm-hmm.
It's at about a 45-degree angle, and it just kind of encircles it. I don't know where in the proximity that it is. And then they also have a reflection wall. Mm-hmm. I went on net and seen it.
Yeah.
But, oh, it's amazing. It is amazing. So, anyway, coming up the 26th of August, Daryl, Connie, and Jackie are going to be playing at the Legion.
Yeah.
Everybody's invited. We've been kind of getting our fall calendar around.
You got some dates picked out that we'll talk about in the near future and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
We got Daryl and Connie and Jackie. They always have their margarita night there where they bartend and play. It gets pretty wild by the end of the night.
I was going to say, the songs get a little slurry, but the crowd gets amped up.
Yeah, and we got the Christmas show already booked and the snowball dance. I realize... that's next year, but boy, you know, you got to plan these things.
Oh, yeah. We'll be here. We're already, this last Monday of July.
Yeah.
Right here today. Hard to believe.
Oh, another thing I didn't even think about. We got to start getting ready for the raffle for Veterans Day.
Oh, yeah. That'll be here before you know it.
That is coming up, yep. Let's see, we got a Legion meeting here next Monday, and everybody's, those that would like to come can. I'd appreciate it. We have the three boys that we sent to Iowa State are going to come in and give us a little talk.
Oh, yeah, about their trip at Boise State. Yep.
And we sent some good kids there this year. So, anyway, that's about all I've got.
Okay.
Anymore. Just invite everybody to steak fry this Saturday night.
Yeah, steak fry Saturday night, coffee Wednesday.
Wednesday, yep. And come down and kind of, I'm sure you get these Korean vets. We do have, we have, let's see, three or four that I know that were at the Chosun Reservoir that was retreating. You know, we went guns, then came, started retreating, and that was, they kind of...
Well, and you have to realize, for my generation, Warren, a lot of what we learned about the Korean War was MASH, you know? So to be able to get these guys in a room and let them tell their stories and the monuments like what they got there in D.C., it's important for everybody to go see stuff like that, especially
monument,
my generation.
That monument, just it... I mean, you look, turn around, look at that statue, and it's just staring like he's at staring at you.
I thought it was, when I first came around the corner in D.C., I thought it was real people. Yeah. I'm like, what are they? Oh, and then you just kind of stop, and you take it in, and you give it the full 360. It's pretty moving. So.
Yes, it is.
All right. Always good to see you, man.
That's about all I got tonight.
Anything else on your mind? Anything you want to complain about, talk about?
I got a lot of things in my mind, and I got a lot of complaints, but nobody wants to listen.
How's life? Nothing to complain about, but that's not for lack of trying.
That's true.
Always good to see you, sir. Thanks for coming in. Go see him. Go see the Legion guys and gals. Again, 6:45-ish this Wednesday morning for a Korean War Veterans Remembrance, and then big steak fry. Big fundraiser for you guys and your scholarships,
too.
That's where
we get our scholarship money and go to Boise State and helping veterans. We have, and then we have our funerals and excuse me.
And you got flags still available, right? Too, if somebody needs a U.S. flag or a state flag or a branch flag at all. So.
We have sold more flags this year. I think Joe told me we got somewhere around 40 or 50 flags now. So
good,
but it's getting hard to find good quality flags.
Made in America.
You got to find them made in America. And we do have this company out of Florida now that They I can order them on Friday, and they'll be here on Tuesday.
There you go.
So, and the Iowa flag is getting hard to come by.
Yeah.
So
all of the Roberts properties now have a flag from the Delaware County and Manchester American Legion. So there you go.
The Roberts, and yeah. that's your
mom and dad and I. So mom and dad and the farm up north, and then my house down in Cedar Rapids.
So where's the Roberts from?
Danish and Scottish. So yeah, we're a little bit of everything. We're like a mixed drink.
Like a mixed drink. Yeah.
Some of the family leads you to drink too.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because when I retired from the service, I moved here, and we came from New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing the people. You know, you speak pretty good English. and the kids, they were amazed. The kids. Mm-hmm. Could speak good English
because they except thought New Mexico.
Nobody talks about New Mexico.
No, yeah, it's better than old Mexico. A little smaller, well, not as hot.
You know, I tell everybody that they'll ask you my name and where I'm from, and I said name is Warren Coates, and I said but from New Mexico I'm Juan Cortez. That blows their mind.
Exactly. And I'm still running from the law.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Warren, always good to see you. My best to the guys and gals over the road there at 45, all right?
Okay, sounds good, buddy.
Good to see him, and yep. We'll put his smiling face on our website. You can learn more about Korean War remembrance and everything coming up this Wednesday morning at the Legion on our website, kmch.com. We'll do a check of sports with John Swisher coming up next.